Chapter 9. Salahuddin ibn Ayyub. Although the Sultan Salahuddin ibn Ayyub was short, small, and frail, his often melancholy face would light up with a comforting smile that would bring peace and ease to those around him. Like Nuruddin, his personal observance of Islam was supremely strict, and yet he was lenient and forgiving to the faults of others, except when it came to dealing with those who insulted Islam, whether they be heretical Muslims or the Franks. In this, he was more merciless than his predecessor. The Sultan kept around him those who were learned in the religion, of sound mind and character, and imparted wisdom in the most critical moments. The most well-known of them was Bahauddin ibn Shaddad. Ibn Shaddad memorized the Quran under the eminent Hafiz Abu Bakr Yahya ibn Sadun of the Spanish city of Cordova. He was also a noted muhadith, jurist of the Shafi Fiqh and the Qadi of Aleppo. The Sultan was very fond of reading the Quran. When he passed the night in his tent, he used to charge the Mamluk on guard to read him 2, 3, or 4 sections of the Quran. Upon hearing the Quran, his heart would melt, and tears would flow down his cheeks. He was also devoted to reading and studying hadith, and was especially interested in studying the chain of narrators. If one of the scholars of Islam visited the court, he received him personally. He would command all those who were present to be seated, including his sons, as well as the Mamluks on duty, to listen to the traditions recited as a sign of respect. If any of the scholars of hadith were such characters as do not frequent the gates of the sultans, or were unwilling to present themselves in such places, Salahuddin would go himself to seek them out and listen to them. When he was at Alexandria, he often visited Hafiz al-Isfahani and learned from him a great number of hadith. Twice a week, the Sultan would sit in public, surrounded by jurists, qadis, and men learned in the law to administer justice. Everyone who had a grievance, regardless of age, status, or wealth, was admitted. He never sent away those who came to complain or demand redress. Rather, he would receive with his own hand their petitions, listen to them carefully, and write on each one the terms that Allah suggested to him. The Sultan's mercy extended to all, both the Muslims and the Franks. Christian chroniclers devoted numerous passages to the admiration of Salahuddin and his justice. They openly lament the absence of an equal character among the Christians. In fact, the Franks had such difficulty reconciling their love for Salahuddin with their traditional hatred for the enemy that they made up stories about his true origins. According to Crusader legend, Salahuddin was the grandson of a beautiful French princess forced to marry a valiant Turk, whom the Franks named Malakin.